You're listening to the best of the big band era, only here at the Big Band Serenade.
Another Humphrey Tamardella production.
Well, welcome once again to the Big Band Serenade, your home of the best of the big band music from a very rainy Dallas, Texas. Our featured artist this week will be Will Bradley. He will always be remembered for his Boogie Woogie Orchestra of the early 1940s. Now, Bradley himself, however, preferred to play ballads and had a long and successful career as a trombonist outside of his band. Bradley was a very busy studio musician throughout the 1930s, working with such artists as Red Nichols, Eddie Cantor, Victor Young. In 1935, Glenn Miller, who thought Bradley was the best trombonist in the business, hired him to play in a Ray Noble American band, which Miller was organizing. He left Noble the following year, however, and returned to the studio work. Bradley also played with Milt Shaw's orchestra in 1931. Now, this is interesting because this is where he met the drummer, Ray McKinley. Bradley's name was unknown to the general public when in 1939, William Morris' talent agent, Willard Alexander, suggested that he form a swing orchestra. Trombone-playing leaders such as Miller and Tommy Dorsey were currently popular, and Alexander felt that Bradley would be well-suited on his own. Drummers were also of a rage at that time, and Alexander teamed Bradley up with an old bandmate, McKinley, which was at that time with Jimmy Dorsey. Backed by a powerful publicity campaign, the Duels Orchestra debuted in 1939 under Bradley's name and soon had its first big hit called Celery Stalks. The band initially featured pianist Freddie Slack and a young Peanut Hucko on tenor sax. Trumpeters Lee Castle and Pete Caldoli played with the group. Arrangements were provided by Hugh Winterhalter, Leonard Whitney, Al Dodd. McKinley sang on the more swing numbers. Other vocalists included Carletta Dale, Phyllis Miles, Louise Tomlin, Larry Southern, and Jimmy Valentine. The group's first recordings were on the Vocalon and OK labels. Subsequent releases were on Columbia. In 1940, Bradley and McKinley began to feature the boogie woogie sound of their arrangements. Initial success with the song Beat Me Daddy, Eight to the Bar sparked a slew of similar recordings such as Bounce Me Brother with a Solid Four and Scrub Me Mama with the Boogie Beat. The new style proved popular with the public, and the band quickly developed a niche following. By early 1942, however, Bradley had tired of Boogie Woogie and wanted to focus more on ballads. McKinley disagreed and he left to form his own band. Bradley set about reforming his orchestra, but was forced to hang up his baton only after 6 months due to the war. He lost too many musicians to the draft and was unable to replace them. The new orchestra did not enter the studio. Vocalists were Terry Allen and Lynn Gardner. Bradley continued to record under his own name during the war, using studio musicians on the signature label. Ironically, considering the cause of his orchestra breakup in 1944, he released material on the Beacon Celebrity label as Will Bradley and his Woogie Woogie Boys. In 1947, he also recorded with vocalist Anita O'Day on signature. And in 1950, he released three albums, which included the RCA collection of Boogie Woogie songs. Bradley worked often as a studio musician after the war and spent many years in the Tonight Show Orchestra. In 1953, he did a brief spell with the Walter Finnegan Band and also composed several classical works in his later years. Bradley passed away in 1978. Well, if you're ready, I'm ready to listen to some of this great music by Bill Bradley. I apologize for the sound, but with several power outages and the rain and everything, I think I'm doing good to get the show out today. But let's begin our show today. His first hit from 1940, Celery Stalks at Midnight. Thank you. another Boogie Woogie tune, Down the Road a Piece, was featured in 1940, featuring Ray McKinley and Will Bradley.
Boy, where's you going? I seen you going down the street the other night.
Oh, I wasn't going nowhere. I've been where I was going.
That's all right. I didn't see you. You just plumb out of sight.
Man, I sure like to latch on to some of that Boogie Woogie tonight.
You mean some of that fat Boogie Woogie?
That's what I need.
That's what I need, too. Hey, if you want to hear some boogie, then I know the place. It's just a no piano and a knocked out bass. The drummer man's a guy they call 8-Bit Mac. You remember Doc and old Beat Me Daddy Slack. Man, it's better than chicken fried and bacon grease. Come along with me, boys, just down the road a piece.
Well, let you and I walk on down the road a piece.
I'm walking, get going, I'm walking, I'm right behind. Into that cow.
Man, look out where you're stepping. That ain't second base.
Your kicks. It's open every night from about 12 to 6. If you want boogie woogie, then you get your fill. Yeah, put the 8 beats to you like an old steam drill. Come on with me, boy, before they lose their leads. It's just down the road, a piece.
This next tune is from 1940 also, Strange Cargo. Thank you. great boogie woogie. Here's one of their hits, Scrub Me Mama, with a boogie beat from 1940.
Harlem, there's a little place where everyone goes to see the way a washerwoman washes her clothes. If you like boogie-woogie rhythm, she's got a beat. Let the boogie-woogie washerwoman give you a treat. On every afternoon at one, the sessions begin, and all the boys from all the bands come down and sit in. They sit around and knock each other out when they play, while the boogie-woogie washerwoman washes all day. Rub-glub-dub, that's just the way she rubs. Rub-glub-dub, that's just the way she scrubs. Rub-glub-dub. She wears out all her tubs, she rubs and rubs her knuckles right on down to the nubs. Rub-dub, that's how she kicks it off. Rub-dub, she keeps it nice and soft. Rub-dub, till someone hollers off, scrub me mama with a boogie beat. You really ought to visit there if you've never been. It doesn't cost a penny, just come down and walk in. If you like boogie-woogie rhythm, you'll get a treat. Let the boogie-woogie washer woman give you the beat.
More mellow. Think of Me from 1941.
is low. Think of me of our gay escapades and the sweet serenade of a dream ago. Thinking of you, maybe you'd think of me.
Up next, 1941, In the Hall of the Mountain King. Wake Up and Live Me tune with Anita O'Day and Will Bradley.
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Just who can solve its mystery? Why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my heart but threw it away. That's why I ask the Lord, heaven above, to let it. What is this thing called? bless the Lord in heaven above. Oh, the boy, what is this thing called
today. As you can tell, I'm having a lot of difficulty with the sound. We're going to close the show, though, with a great little tune. I think you're going to enjoy it. Once again, this features Anita O'Day with Bill Bradley. It's Different When It Happens to You.
Someone else is crying their eyes out in vain. To you, it doesn't matter, for your heart feels no pain. You think that you're immune because you've never been blue, but it's different when it happens to you. Someone else is dreaming of love in despair. Don't toss your head and smile and say, not my affair. Just watch your P's and Q's around that somebody new is when it happens to you. I've let love. Love is a game that no fool ever learned. But I was a fool, fools play with fire, fools always seem to get burned. When someone else keeps telling you that fate is unkind, don't laugh and say you think that it's a sad state of mind. Be careful not to fall in love with someone untrue. It's different, baby, when it happens to you. Different, baby, when it happens to you.
Bye-bye. Have a great week.